This is Ozarks at Large. Tyson Foods is taking a big step toward growth. The state's GDP is growing faster than the U.S. average, and a gubernatorial candidate reveals his plan for job growth. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has the state's top economic and political news for the past 7 days.
Tyson Foods announced it submitted a unilaterally binding offer to acquire all outstanding shares of the Hillshire Brands for $8.5 billion. The $63 per share cash offer is the largest in Tyson Foods history. The offer is also subject to Hillshire Brands being released from its $4.3 billion existing agreement to acquire Pinnacle Foods, which includes a $163 million breakup fee. Tyson Foods outbid Pilgrim's Pride in the pursuit of Hillshire Brands, which sells Jimmy Dean sausage and Ballpark Franks. Arkansas's economy gained strength in 2013 as the state's gross domestic product grew at 2.4% in 2013. That ranked the natural state 16th among the 50 states, according to new statistics released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Arkansas's growth was well ahead of the U.S. average in 2013, which slowed to 1.8% after increasing 2.5% in 2012. The state experienced robust gains in the service and agriculture sectors, but it saw contraction in construction and manufacturing. The government sector in Arkansas also lost momentum, mainly in the number of federal and postal service jobs. But the most unusual source of growth came in the mining sector, which saw a huge decline in 2012 as natural gas prices and low rig counts buffeted the Fayetteville Shale. This past year, that sector rebounded with vigor. Democratic gubernatorial nominee Mike Ross combined previously announced initiatives with new ones in rolling out a jobs plan for Arkansas. The 46-page plan focuses on improving education, implementing tax cuts, eliminating bureaucratic red tape, and implementing a five-part economic development plan. Ross faces Republican Asa Hutchinson, who has also laid out a comprehensive jobs plan that focuses on tax cuts, K-12 and workforce education, and reduced bureaucracy. The former Nordex USA wind turbine factory in Jonesboro has been sold to a subsidiary of Trinity Industries, a Dallas-based firm that will reopen the closed plant as a railcar manufacturer, creating up to 350 jobs. In another announcement, Arkansas economic officials broke ground in Osceola on a new e-waste recycling facility. Blue Oak, Arkansas will focus on recycling metals from discarded circuit boards and other electronics. The project is expected to create 75 high-paying new jobs. And in Sherwood, Teletech Holdings opened a new customer service center, adding 250 jobs to Central Arkansas. The center will officially open its doors in July and is now hiring for a variety of jobs, serving Teletech's clients in the healthcare industry. All part-time school and state employees, as well as many spouses of full-time employees, would be ineligible for insurance benefits under two draft bills discussed during a meeting of the House and Senate Education Committees last week. If consensus can be achieved, a special session could be held in the next few weeks, according to Senator Jim Hendren, who is chairing a task force charged with drafting the legislation. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.